ready to turn right?
Yeah.
Just lost you, wagon! Wow!
Podcast Rock City.
What's up, everybody? Joe here for Podcast Rock City, and with me this week, Sonny Hollywood Pony.
What's up, everybody? I just realized I saw McGinnis last night. I saw part of Classic 78 last night.
You did. Oh. And right there, brother, is Joey Quesada.
Well, let me tell you something, Joe. What the hell is Pony still doing starring the first star on this intro, Joe? Karen, I'm telling you now, get Joe to change it next week or there's going to be big trouble.
I can change it. We'll work on that. We'll make sure.
See, he can change it. He just doesn't want to. Yes.
I don't know. And right. Okay. Look, I gotta get to the. That's Lee, everybody.
Hi.
Everybody. Lee, who is wearing her official original 1980s fedora from when the movie came out, Raiders of the Lost Ark.
I just saw the movie. It was awesome. The new one.
Oh, was it good, Lee?
I loved it. It was long.
It was long. That's okay.
Like Irishman long or like Titanic long?
2.5 hours.
Oh, 2.5. Irishman was like 3.5.
Right. Yeah, it wasn't. Okay, it wasn't that.
If it's good, if it's good, who cares?
Yeah.
So listen, there's some news we're going to talk about. Both Sonny and Joey have news. We're going to get to all of that right here. Let's get to the news. Maybe.
Get to it.
Podcast Rock City News.
So we're going to go ahead and start with something, and then we're going to get into the other stuff. Have you guys, I know that Lee has, I don't know if Sonny has, have you guys checked out the Gene Simmons auctions yet?
Yeah.
Joe, okay, so I'm going to go ahead and put this up here so you guys could see it. GeneSimmonsAuctions.com, if you guys haven't had the chance to check this out. There's all kinds of little things on here. This is what the page looks like. Can you guys see it all right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, good. So there's here's the Eric Carr drum skin.
Here, you can buy this shirt too. There you go.
$395 it's up to.
What?
Here's a handwritten doodle thing that Gene did. It's up to $750. It's only an hour left, you guys. If you're going to bid. So look at this. A counter display for an unopened box of Hello Kitty like napkins or something. $550.
No.
Now there are bids on that already?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, already exactly. Done.
$550. So this
whoever's
is one
paying $550 for that is gonna hate my top 10 of what I can live without. I can tell you.
Sounds
that right
like now. Scambatty has some extra cash from all the stuff he's been selling.
Oh my goodness. Okay, so look, check this out. First Kiss Last Licks is up to $800. It's signed by Gene. That's cool, but all this is doing is improving the value of everything that's out there. These are the stamps that have so for charity, I guess the Postal Service or something put out stamps of the lips of famous people, and this is Gene. And that came out years ago. Now, some of this stuff I haven't seen. Extremely rare Freddy Funko 12-inch.
$1,100.
$1,150.
That sounds like a bargain.
I
have that
ball.
Killer signed. You can buy mine.
Here's a Gene Simmons Coke bottle. I don't know if this is the French one. I know that there's a one from Mexico as well. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to click on it because you guys, you know, we this
we
is cool.
Bid, but 800.
But here's all this stuff. Look at these mirrors. Lee, you have all these, don't you?
Do I have those ones? I don't think I have those particular ones. They're a little different than mine.
Look, the Kiss Cruise poster signed by, is it signed by the original? Yeah, $50.
The red base.
Yeah.
Want it,
Joey? Okay, so you're a Kiss collector. I know that you don't really collect a lot, but what I'm saying is there, besides this Eric Carr thing here, is there anything else that doesn't even grab your attention?
No. Not for that price. I don't. Again, a signed album and stuff like that means nothing to me. I like one of a kind stuff, but I would never bid on anything like this.
I like getting my own signatures personal. You know, it's fun.
Agreed.
It's part of the process, the experience.
Yeah, absolutely.
I have a few things people had signed for me that I know were legit, but I enjoy getting my own.
And again, don't get me wrong. To each his own. If someone else has the disposable income to buy, you know, a Gene Simmons soda bottle from France they want to spend $1,000 on it, if it makes you happy, do it. I have a lot of stuff that people look at me and they go, you are a complete idiot.
Of course.
But it makes me happy, so I buy it. So if you like it, please go buy it.
Look, before we get started, let's look up here. Tatiana, who can't join us today because it's her birthday, she's here every week.
Yes.
And Tatiana. She even sent us she sent us a list, her top 10 songs, any songs on Sonic Boom and Monster. We had rules. Uh-oh. But happy birthday, Tatiana. Anyway, so Sonny went and saw Quarantine last night. They're on tour. And how was the band, Sonny? How was the show?
The show was great. It was in Franklin, Ohio at JD Legends. I did the sound check. They did four songs, a sound check. The problem was that JD Legends is an outdoor venue, and there's been thunderstorms here. Ooh. So they had to move it inside, and the air conditioning was out. So it was a little hot in there. Yeah. I felt bad for Jericho because he wouldn't stop jumping around, and sweat was just beating off the dude, right? It's kind of brutal, yeah. A lot of Kiss fans, a bunch of folks. I took pictures with a bunch of folks for some reason. Rosie was there. Just a fun time. And shit, I was home by 10:30. Like, I'm old now. Dude, I got to get all this when I get home. And, you know, I stayed the whole show, and I was home by 10:30. Because it's literally when they put out these dates, they put out three dates. And one was 10 minutes from my house.
Perfect.
It's like, awesome. Take it.
Yeah, I hope they come to Atlanta. That would be a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah, that'd be blessed.
Joey, so they had no air conditioner, and I saw you go like this. Is it because you were happy that both Sonny and
if I can get Quarantine and Sonny to suffer in the same venue at the same time, I'm very happy.
Oh my god.
Nice.
Just all
and, I wouldn't have minded a little lightning. A little lightning would have just,
That's brutal. Okay, so Sonny, but you recommend it if that was the second show,
third.
That was it. They're done.
Yeah.
Okay,
I would recommend it just because stuff like Creatures Fest, this Quarantine thing, like it just does not. It's not going to happen often enough to where you can just say, "I'll see it." Now, this isn't Bryan Adams. This isn't Richard Marx. Like, you may never have another chance to see Quarantine. Because those guys are busy doing other things that make them real money. They're doing this for fun.
Right. Let's see. All right. So, Joey.
Yes, sir.
You have been very busy. So, I want to bring up a couple of things. One, you did a show to raise money for a charity, right?
Correct. So obviously everyone knows, but by this time, my old band ZO2 or my current band ZO2, my old bass player, David Z, passed away 6 years ago now almost. And every year we do a fundraiser on his birthday, which was the other day. And it just so happened that this year we held it at the Whiskey A Go-Go in LA. I was on tour the same week with all my students from School of Rock. We did a tour of LA. So we kind of arranged it around that. We did a ZO2 show and a School of Rock show at the Whiskey to help raise money for the David Z Foundation. You can go to davidzfoundation.org or just check them out on Facebook, David Z Foundation on Facebook. Donate what you can. Again, his brother Paulie does incredible work all over the world. He was just in Israel doing, you know, he does original music. He goes to a local school who's underprivileged and he writes an original song with them, records a video, films it with them, all within the span of a week when they're there. So it's pretty incredible. He's won awards all over the world already for it. It's a great organization. Check it out if you can.
I think that that's it's. I mean, so and donating money is easy. You could just go on there, donate a few bucks. It helps out, and anything like that is awesome. Anytime you can spare a few dollars, if you're looking at buying something on the Gene Simmons auction thing, and you go, I could spare a little money to help out some people, do that instead.
Yeah, I mean, listen, obviously, a nice Gene Simmons napkin with you know his spin on it is. I don't know if it's worth $1,500, but. Buy something else for $1,000. Send a couple hundred to the David Z Foundation. You'll feel better.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right. So now we got to go ahead and get. Say that again.
Napkin would spit.
Lee is like.
I already have my blood towel back there.
I don't know.
We have a friend that has chewed gum.
I have a friend that has chewed gum too.
And where do they keep it?
It's in his wallet in a plastic in between two plastics.
I mean, does anyone think this is okay? Is anyone all right with this? I mean, I don't listen. If he handed it to you and you want to save it, if you bought that gum.
Oh no, no. Picked it up off the ground.
Yeah, same. Oh. Are we talking about the same guy?
Possibly.
Starts with an M.
Is yes.
That's him.
Yes.
Is it Scambatty?
No, it's not Scambatty.
No, it's Mike, right?
Look, yeah. he just wrote, I have gum too. He is a complete idiot.
I'm going to tell you right now, if I got a blood towel thrown to me, I would keep it, but I am the type of person where I would be holding it like this.
Oh, no, that was a prize when I got it. I'm like, yes.
I would put it in a plastic bag and it would just go on the wall. I don't want to smell it or anything like that.
Smell.
But gum?
In your wallet?
No. Gum in the wallet is what in the heck is happening? Anyway, all right, let's go ahead and because this is going to be controversial, let's go ahead and get to the. It will be. You'll see. Let's go ahead and get to the topic of the week.
Podcast Rock City topic of the week.
So sitting back and you know figuring out what kind of songs Kiss does that we like is easy, and for some of us, Sonny Poonie, figuring out songs that we don't that we could live without is easy for him. But for me, I did okay. It didn't take me long to come up with the list, but I could have probably done 20. Sonny said he could have done 50.
Come on.
Well, for me, you know, when I texted you earlier, the criteria is still a little foggy for me. I sent out a text earlier. Is it 10 songs we can live without, or is it 10, or is it songs we don't like or hate? So to me, that's a big difference because to me, there are plenty of songs, you know, the Boomerangs and the stupid Finally Found My Way and the DRC, whatever the hell crap that was, Paul Diane Warren song. Those songs I actually detest. I hate those. They stink. So I didn't use any of those. I went with songs that, you know, a lot of people I think enjoy, but I'm ready to, I never really found any use for. Does that make sense?
I did a combination of both.
Okay.
Yeah, and I just did 10 songs that if I never heard them again, I'd be fine with that.
Thanks.
But now, Joe, are those songs like you are there Kiss songs you hate? Like, if anything for my baby is on that list, to me, it's a fugazi. It's no good.
Well, we'll have to wait and see. So I'm going to do mine 10 to 1. You guys could do them how you want. The 10th song that I cannot stand that I would live without, you know, anyway, so basically this is Lee always has a problem with this because she would have just picked 5 songs from Monster, 5 songs from Sonic Boom, and then she would have that would have been her list. Called out. Huh?
I feel so called out.
It's true though. This is true.
But she's right. I mean, obviously I think most
I never
of us
listen to it.
We could literally pick 5 songs from Monster and be done with it. But you know, I didn't go that way because it's just, it's low hanging fruit to me. It's
low hanging fruit.
These are songs that I think everyone detests. If you like, you know, Take Me Down Below, you're a buffoon.
All right, let's go ahead and get to it. I'll start. I'm gonna go, and then Sonny will go, and then Lee will go, and then Joey will go. My number 10 is Read My Body. I cannot.
Come on.
No.
So funny.
I cannot listen to Paul talk like that or sing like that. It always freaks me out. Anyway, Read My Body is my number 10. Sonny.
All right, so mine was a combination of both. So what I did was I'm like, if I hit skip on it, either because I don't like it or I'm sick of it, that's what ended up on my list.
I like that's okay.
So, but it is a combination of stuff I hate and stuff. Number 10 was I Love It Loud.
I got to tell you. So
if I never hear that song again.
Listen, I think we're all sick of I Love It Loud, but when the Creatures box set came out and I haven't listened to the regular version in a very long time. If you try, I know it's impossible. You try to listen to that song with new ears, open ears. That song sonically and song itself is pretty incredible.
I agree.
I know.
I Love It Loud. Oh, no, I agree. You put headphones on. It's that song. It brings the violence.
And I get it, Sonny. Obviously, I'm sick of it too. We're all sick of it. But listening to that, try to put that on for someone who's never heard that before with headphones on. It's pretty awesome.
I mean, seriously, headphones. Lee, what's your number 10? I Stole Your Love. Did I guess right?
No. I love I Stole Your
Love. I know, he's a joke.
I wonder if do you think Lee has any Gene songs? Let's see.
Let's see, go.
No.
I knew it.
My number 10 was Out of This World. Sorry.
Right for the jugular. Right for
pisses me off. Okay. That's it.
What'd you say?
It pisses me off.
The song pisses off.
Wait, Lee, tell the people why.
Yeah, tell everybody why.
So he's not even allowed to have his own songs?
It's not even his own character. He's not the spaceman. He's singing about space. He didn't invent that. He's impersonating someone else.
Gene didn't invent sex, and he sings about sex.
Oh, please.
Lee, let me ask you
a comparison.
When Tommy is singing Shock Me, do you turn your back to him?
I did do that during Beth once when Eric was singing.
I respect that, Lee.
I was so annoyed. I was right in the front, too.
It's like, Joey, what's your number 10?
It annoys me too. So.
Again, like I said, I didn't go for the songs that I hated. I just went for the songs that I either never really enjoyed, always skipped, or all right, I've had enough of. I'm going to start with God Gave Rock and Roll to You. Just no use for it anymore. It's not a great live song, especially anymore. I just have no use for it.
No.
Yeah, I agree with that. I agree with that. So far, I have not heard anything where I'm saying that's a bad pick. All right, so number 9 for me is Danger Us.
I can't do that. Come on.
I cannot do that song. Automatic skip, and if I knew how to take it out of my playlist, I would, but I'm old and I don't know. Sonny.
My number 9 is Freak.
Yeah.
Dude, okay. I cannot handle that song.
I don't know. People love when Monster came out, they're like, oh, do you hear this song? That song stinks.
It sucks.
Yay, okay. Sonny took one. Good.
It's very personal. It's obviously a very personal to Paul song, right? But that's the thing that makes it not so much fun. It's like you're talking about being bullied and at the beginning, you know what I mean? It's like, anyway, I get that.
I think
Lee,
it lands different if it's in 1975. When you're a multi-millionaire.
Right.
It's just odd.
It's amazing how many people don't like certain songs. Like, John says, let's say goodbye to All Hell's Breaking Loose. That's
whoa, John. Relax. Relax there, buddy. Hold on.
It's amazing how And Then She Kissed Me is just boom, boom, boom in there. All right, Lee, number 9.
All for the love of rock and roll.
Oh.
Sorry, I can't.
Lee's fruit are just sitting there, and she's just poop, poop, poop.
They're not all off from this, but I had to hit these. I'm sorry.
Jesus,
that's Lee. Okay. Well, just keep going. Some
of the early stuff, I couldn't hardly pick any, but okay.
So my number nine, I'm a big Crazy Nights fan. I love that whole record, but for some reason, everyone loves this song on this record. I never liked it at all. Completely useless to me. When the Walls Come Down. Never liked it. I know people hate My Way, which I completely love. When the Walls Come Down is really not a good song.
I'm not disagreeing with that. Sonny, what do you think of that pick?
I like everything on Crazy Nights. I got no issue with Crazy Nights at all.
That's my only song on the whole record that I don't like.
And the more I listen to it, almost the more I like it.
The record or the song?
The record.
Me too. I agree.
Yeah. Let's see. Number eight for me is going to be Great Expectations. I cannot listen to that song.
How many people really listen? When you're putting on Destroyer, seriously, who's not skipping that?
Me.
Lee is it?
I like it. I don't know why. It makes me laugh. I don't know. I don't understand.
Yeah, it almost is like a parody song. It's not like a real song.
It is. It's weird, and I like it. I don't know why. It's just so weird and so not them. When it came out, I was just like, "What is this?" Like,
I think Johnny here is trolling us. Maybe, I don't know, but that pick right there, All American Man, I think we're getting trolled. Okay, maybe not though. Great Expectations is a great song. Never skipped it. Says Darth Shredder. Sonny, what's your next one?
My number eight, thank God it's the end of the record, Murder in High Heels.
Aww.
Cannot stand that song. I actually like the riff, so usually when it comes on, I'll listen to the riff for about 10 seconds, and then I shut it off.
It's just the chorus. The chorus is murder.
Yeah.
It's so bad. It's so bad. But listen,
I found myself dealing with the same thing. Like, I liked some of the riffs, but once it got to the singing or the verse, I was like, oh God, this is like,
yeah.
Okay. All right. That's a good one, Sonny. Lee, number eight for you.
So I'm going to go away from these other ones for now and go to a different, I had to pick Forever because
what the hell is happening?
That was played at my wedding that failed. So,
all right, okay.
There is personal memories. She never hears it again.
Well, what dance songs were played? Because all those are
mad when I hear it now. So it was ruined for me, basically.
No, I get that. I'm sure Pooney's wife hates their wedding song too.
yeah. But I liked it because it was I like big butts in my body. Anyway,
that was your wedding song, Joe.
Sonny's.
That's going to be your wedding song, Joe?
My wedding song is going to be, I'm going to write it, and it's going to be like, I found a sucker.
Oh. Karen.
No, I mean, like, look at me and look at Karen. I'm just saying, she's a sucker for being with, look how I got it. If I outline my body, it goes like this.
Stop it.
Nicole Karen and I had gorgeous. Two wedding songs, and we still love both those songs, so we're good.
Yeah, ask her right now that she doesn't feel the same way.
Karen, if I could get her to marry me, boy, that is a coup. Let me tell you.
You better put a ring on it.
Yeah, she knows. I'm kidding. All right. So, Joey, you're up, right?
Again, same thing. I'm a big 80s Kiss fan. Love 80s Kiss. Maybe even if I had to really choose more than 70s Kiss. But the only song I love, Asylum, maybe one of my favorite records of in the whole catalog. The song that really is almost useless to me on that record is I'm Alive. I understand what they're doing, but it just doesn't work.
I love that song so much.
Nah. I love that song. Yeah, that's the first time so far where I've gone, whoa, I like that. I don't really get Bretzky. You're killing me there. All right, so that's the first time I disagree. Let's see. Number seven for me is Boomerang.
Again, that makes my list of complete garbage. It's just That's a gimme. If you like Boomerang, again, buffoon.
Sonny.
So my number seven could have easily been my number one, but there are six shittier songs, so it landed at seven. That abomination we call You Wanted the Best.
Oh, my God. I agree with you. A million percent.
So bad.
Something I kind of, I mean, listen, I don't love like the song, but I like the idea that they're all singing and kind of yelling at you. I like the idea behind that song.
Me too.
The whole "it's not your place" and awesome. I'm like, no thanks.
I love that shit.
It's one of the few moments that we get the four of them again.
Yeah. No thanks.
Just for that reason alone, I like it.
Mm-hmm. Oh my goodness, Lee.
In that vein, I had to go and finally found my way. It's just so awful. Wow. I just can't.
Yeah, I mean, again,
I'm not gonna lie. When this song didn't make my top ten, I was like, "Oh, this is a good song."
That didn't make my top ten. There is worse songs.
Cringy.
Yeah, that's crazy. I'm with you. I can't listen to it anymore. But you know, I've listened to it when it first came out. I was like, you know, it's a good song. But now I'm like, I could do without it. Joey, what's number seven?
In the same exact vein as I'm Alive for Asylum, the only song on, well, not really the only song, but on Lick It Up, I get what they were doing. It just missed the mark. Gimme More.
Wow.
I love Lick It Up is probably one of my favorite records as well. Gimme More just doesn't, I just don't have any need for it. I fast forward it.
You don't like Fast Kiss? Is that what it is?
Oh, I love King of the Mountain. I love Under the Gun. Love all that stuff. Gimme More and I'm Alive just both tried the same thing and missed both times.
It's funny because in the comment section, some people don't forget you got. So you guys are like agreeing and disagreeing and agreeing. It's really funny, but that's awesome. That's cool. It's fine. But so here, don't forget, you can email us your list. Top 10 songs from Kiss you could live without. Email us to podcastrockcity1.
That's the number one.
@gmail.com. Podcastrockcity1. That's the number one. @gmail.com. We're at six, right, Sonny? I'm a dance all over your face.
Oh, boo, Joe. Come on.
Like that song. Really?
The masterpiece.
Masterpiece. Can't do it. Sonny, what do you think of that pick?
I actually like that song.
Me too.
See?
Really?
I actually like that song.
Oh,
Gene is awesome on Lick It Up.
He really is.
I can't listen to that song. Sonny, number six.
All right. Bring on the hate. Send in your hate mail.
Please.
Almost Human.
Whoa.
Almost Human. Wow. I
hate that song. Heard it one time. I will never hear it again.
You're insane.
Once you've only heard that song once,
I can't make it through it a second time. If I'm halfway through the shower, I'll jump out and turn that shit off.
You're nuts.
I understand not liking it anymore. Johnny, never liking it is a little weird.
That's
bless that one.
Yeah, Lee.
I just can't stand Say Yeah. It annoys me. I don't want to hear it again. Yes.
Absolutely.
I agree
Say
with that.
No.
Yes, I agree with that. No.
Say no. I like that.
Oh my God, that's funny. Joey.
That one.
I think this is our first duplicate. We haven't had any duplicates yet, right? No. I got to go with, I hate to agree with Pooney, Murder in High Heels is just, it's the only song on Animal Eyes I don't like. It's unlistenable.
Yeah, I mean, we've already talked about that. It's pretty obvious. But all right, so let's see. My number five is Eat Your Heart Out.
Oh, awful.
I don't mind it.
Oh, it's so bad.
I don't mind it.
The a cappella part is cringe.
Oh, that's what. That's one of the things I like.
Really?
Jesus.
Yeah, I can't do it. I believe that they might have played that live on one of the Kiss cruises. I might be wrong. But if and seeing that kind of thing live where they can actually sing it, you know, it's pretty cool, but I could live without that song. Sunny, number five.
Cecil, you think Gimme More More has poetic lyrics. Try Too Drunk to Fuck by Buck Cherry. They're even better. And it's a great song, too. My number five. I could have picked the entire album. I can just put the entire album at number five, but I just went with the worst song on that album and then didn't pick anything else off that album. It Never Goes Away. Terrible.
I missed what you said. Say it again. What song?
It Never Goes Away.
Oh.
I like that song. I like a lot. I like most of Carnival.
That whole album is just
I think I've listened to that album once.
Wow. Oh,
man, that's a great album.
It had a 90s grunge sound that I just didn't like. Didn't like it.
But Lee, you don't like the Gene stuff on that?
Maybe I need to re-listen to it.
Oh, go listen to Hate again. Hate is incredible.
Yeah. Hate's the only thing really I can tolerate.
I know Hate is awesome. But yeah. I'll re-listen to it. I don't know, something about it. It just rubbed me wrong.
I even tried dropping these tracks in Audacity and speeding them up. They're just not good songs.
Chipmunk style or?
No, like to a regular beach perfume.
Hey, I want to do that now with Alvin and the Chipmunks. I think that would kick some ass. Just saying. Lee, number five.
All right. So someone said I was predictable. So here you go. All for the glory. There you go.
All for the glory. She's really sticking in.
I am predictable. Take that.
Okay. Joey.
Annoying.
This might get a little hate, and I actually like the song, but the chorus destroys it for me. And it's a song I know people like, Save Your Love. God, the chorus is so bad. Save it.
Oh, and when he's off, like it's almost off on the recording, and when he's off,
yeah,
damn, he's flat. Oh my God, it's bad. Wow.
And the verses are actually really good. That's what the worst part is, because it's a good song, and then the chorus really just takes a sledgehammer to it.
I love that song.
That's got to be Doug right there. Hey, Doug. Okay. Lee. Oh, wait. No, who's next?
You.
You.
Me. Joel. Okay, number four for me. I don't know how this is going to go over, but this is a song that When it first came out, I was like, oh, this is different. And now when I listen to it, I'm like, skip, please take this off. It comes off the Revenge album, and I cannot listen to Spit. I can't listen
so
to
so good,
that.
Though.
Oh, like no, that. It is not.
So good. And it's so fun to do it. It's like Kiss Karaoke. It's hilarious. Love it.
Love okay, that's revenge. Different. Now, watching drunk people try to sing karaoke is always good, but the song is horrible. Sonny? Oh,
like all right, again, I could put the whole album at number four, but I decided to pick the song that was really annoying me the other day, Mr. Blackwell.
Oh, dude,
it's what terrible.
Oh,
it is terrible.
Your ass is terrible.
And you know what? You guys can go to hell.
My list.
It's
it
terrible.
Almost made my
it's
list.
So good.
Mr. Blackwell is so good. So
Gene bad. On that, it kills it.
So bad.
Yeah, it almost made my list, but I listened to it today because I was thinking Mr. Blackwell, and then when I listened to it, I was like,
wait till I share number three. The listeners are going to probably hang up.
If you can get away with rhyme scheming well with well.
And hell.
I'm just saying, Lee.
We'll kind of go with that, what you were going with there. Just a Boy just always annoyed me. I just can't.
Like Just a Boy.
I don't know. It's just.
I definitely have no Elder. And that Odyssey would have been
I love the Elder,
one of my cringeworthy songs, but.
I love the Elder, but that one. You know, it's just.
Joey.
I got to go Sweet Pain. Just all useless. To me, useless.
Oh, I just missed my top 10.
Yeah, it's not, again, it's not that I dislike it. I just have no use for it.
Oh my God, I blast that one.
Yeah, that one right there might get me a letter. Let's see. Let's see what. Okay, I'll wait.
Yeah.
I kind of agree with Heavy Mayo there. Just a Boy is so bad that it circles around to being good. It's like, kind of does in a way.
All right, here's my number three. I cannot listen to Raise Your Glasses. I don't like
that. Oh, I like that song.
I like that one.
Yeah, I'm not a fan. Not a fan. It's just something about it. Sonny, number three.
All right. Get out the punching gloves.
Uh-oh.
Oh, boy.
Because I've skipped it now for basically 20 years.
If he says God of Thunder, I'm freaking out.
Watch it.
Little Caesar.
Little Caesar.
I can't stand it. I'm sorry.
All right. It's time to get
Eric, the gong, get the gong show I cannot hook, stand. Joe. I can't.
The hook. Get the hook.
Get the hook.
I don't like it.
I'm not. That's the whole point of this.
What don't you like about that song?
I love Eric. The tone of his vocal is not great to me.
Well, maybe we don't like the tone of your voice, Pooney.
Well, that's fine. And he's not around to defend himself. I get it.
I'm defending him.
The tone of his vocal just hits my ear wrong.
I'm going to hit your ear wrong.
And I love Eric.
I'll hit you.
Lee, you're next. You're next.
Okay, so now we're going to the songs that I skipped as a kid. Like, just picked up the needle and, you know. So we got, and then she kissed me. Every time, I just like.
Isn't that the last song on the side?
That's what I mean. I just picked it up and just turned it over.
Yeah, that makes it easy.
You could just put a scratch in it, and then it would have just handled itself.
Yeah, so my next one is a song I actually used to love. But because I just never understood why it was in the set list so long in the 80s, it was in forever. And it really didn't fit throughout the Crazy Night era and stuff. And it's a song I used to love, Fits Like a Glove.
Oh, my God.
How did that stay in the set list so long? How did that have a slot?
Because it's fucking awesome.
It's great. It was fun for the Lick It Up tour and maybe even Animal Eyes. They just dubbed that a classic. How could that be all the way through Crazy Nights? And almost, I don't think it was on Hot in the Shade, was it?
No, I don't think so. I already had to make this show explicit because of Sonny dropping the bomb about damn Buck Cherry thing. But now you would have single-handedly done that just by picking that song. Unbelievable.
It's just so overdone concert-wise. Why? How could that stay in the 80s set list where they're trying to become Bon Jovi, but yet they're playing Fits Like a Glove every night? Why?
Because it was awesome. Oh, all right. Okay, listen, I want to go ahead and put this out there before we get into the top two. Next week, we'll have our show. The week after, the 16th, we're going to celebrate 10 years of Podcast Rock City. We're at the 10-year anniversary. And we're going to have a fun show for you guys. So make sure you come to that or watch that. If you can, watch it live. If you haven't subscribed to the channel, go ahead and do that today. Click the subscribe button on YouTube, or if you're listening on iTunes or whatever, go ahead and do that. Also, on Wednesday and Friday, I've been doing something called your 20-minute Kiss Fix, and it's live. After 10 o'clock Eastern time, I've been doing it. Everybody's been coming. We've been enjoying it. I just pick a little bit of news for the week and then a short topic. We talk about it for about 20 minutes. And the cool thing is that if you're in the middle of the week and you've already listened to a podcast and you don't have time to start a whole hour or 2 hour podcast from some of these shows, go to our 20-minute Kiss Fix. It's on our iTunes page. Click that, and your drive to the doctor's office or while you're grocery shopping is covered. My number two is Say Yeah. And I complain about that song on this show almost more than my number one. And I can't listen to Say Yeah. I don't think it's as good. I mean, look. There's nothing wrong with being happy with what you've written. And Kiss is obviously happy with that song, or at least one member is. I am not at all happy with it. Every time that comes on, I'm like, they could have played something else. anything else.
Well, I think you just hit it on the head, and even Darth Shredder said it about War Machine. It's one of those things where War Machine's such a good song, but that they dubbed it this classic that cannot be replaced in the set list is what annoys us. That's what I think. Same thing with Fits Like a Glove. The War Machine time slot there could be filled with anything. Say Yeah could be filled with anything. Rotate it. You can't make that an instant classic because you say so.
Exactly. Sonny.
All right, so my top two could have easily been Great Expectations and Just a Boy, but I put those at 0.3 and 0.5. Like, those are so far gone, I didn't even want to count those. So that is not my two and one. So my number two, Flaming Youth.
Wow.
Don't need it.
I get it.
Don't need it.
I say it gets disqualified just because of the Calliope music in the background.
There's no disqualification.
Oh my goodness. But if they took that out, I would love the song even more. I remember one time I was in the back of the car, my mom was driving, and I was listening to Flaming Youth, and I said one of the lines, you know, anyway, and my mom, as I said the line, my mom was like, "Are you singing a song about the fact that you're on drugs?" And I was like, "Mom, I'm listening to a Kiss song." And she was like, Oh, and I was like, "Where did you get drugs from?" I was like, it was weird. Lee, number two.
I was just going to answer Heavy Mayo. Yes, I did go see the new indie show movie today.
For those of you guys that are just listening, Lee is wearing her Indiana Jones Raiders of the Lost Ark shirt. And she's wearing her Indiana Jones, vintage Indiana Jones.
Vintage official.
Fedora hat. And out of 5 stars, what do you rank it?
Probably 4.5.
Solid 4.5.
I enjoyed it. Yeah, it was fun movie. So what are we on, number two?
Look at Chuck McFarlane. One of you all looks fantastic tonight.
Thank
you. Joey, take that compliment.
We know it's not Pooney, obviously.
And that's
right?
Not me for sure. Okay, Joey, what? No, wait. It's Lee's turn.
Yeah, number two.
Number two, yeah.
Another song I skipped as a kid, Tomorrow and Tonight.
Whoa.
I just couldn't
seriously?
Couldn't stand it. Picked up the needle.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Man, I would love for them to play that every night.
No.
I love how Lee is like in shock that Pooney picks Flaming Youth and then she picks Tomorrow Tonight.
Tomorrow Tonight?
Right. It's really like, to me, almost like a sister song on those two records.
Not even close.
Yeah. It's not even close.
No, it's not even close.
Yeah. No, it's not even close.
Oh, yeah, man. This is getting brutal. Joey?
Well, this one might make Lee faint. This song I never liked. Completely useless to me. Love 'em, leave 'em.
Oh, wow. Oh,
not a good song. And again, get me wrong. It's not up there, like I said earlier in the show. It's no Odyssey and Finally Found My Way and Boomerang. These songs Nothing can keep me. These songs should be the top five of every list, right? So everyone knows those are the worst songs ever. These are the next batch.
Joey?
No.
Oh, he went. Love him, leave him.
It's not good.
Love him, leave him. Right. Okay. My number one, everybody say it together. 3, 2, 1. Anything for my baby. I cannot listen to that song. I would steal anything from my baby.
I actually really like it.
Love it, you too.
Anything for my baby.
Steal.
Can't do it. And if it shows up in the rotation, it tricks me to think it's Rock and Roll All Night, and that pisses me off more than anything. Anyway, all right, Sonny.
So this made my number one because if it wasn't for this song, I wouldn't skip anything on the album. But since it's not at the beginning or the end, it makes me get up and do something, and it pisses me off every time. Love Theme from Kiss.
Oh,
if I never hear it again, I'm good.
Yeah,
I love that one.
I can't disagree with that.
I don't disagree with it easy either.
It's never in my life I don't hear that.
It's definitely not a song when it comes on, you go, yeah, listen to this.
Holy crap, that's some shit right there, boy. It's like
Charlie, check this riff out. No, it's like I'm with you.
Okay. That was good. Lee.
Someone said I might be the only person on the planet that liked The Dial of Dysentery.
Oh no.
Whoa.
That's the four other people I was with loved it too. So.
Oh well, there you go. That is not true. All right. Go ahead, Lee. You're number one.
Well, I mean, I had to pick Beth because I skipped it as a kid every single time.
Beth, wow.
Every time. I love it live when Peter would come out and sing it on, you know, on the stool and everything. But like listening to the album, I skip it. I don't hate it. I'm just, I don't know.
I skip Beth now, but I mean,
I'm just thinking about when I was a kid, I just was like,
boop. I only listened to the Smashers version, so I'm good.
Oh damn!
I actually really do like that version.
That is brutal.
That one I don't mind Eric's vocal on.
I mean, we're getting the Beth Blows comments now. it doesn't really. It's not. Anyway, Joey, number one. I'm really expecting something big.
My
here.
Number one again is one of those songs they want to force down our throat. It's constantly in the live rotation. It's just, I don't care what anyone says, it's not a good song. I understand where what they're trying to do, and they completely miss the mark, and they just keep shoving it down our throats. Let Me Go Rock and Roll.
Oh, my God.
It's not a good song.
Well, goodbye, everybody. It was nice seeing you.
And it's even a worse live song.
No.
Shit, I thought I was going to make people mad with Little Caesar. Joey takes on that one.
It's funny because it's literally like my favorite, one of my favorite Kiss songs.
Let Me Go Rock and Roll.
And I love playing it live with my tribute band. I loved it. So
when I used to, it was in our set list. I used to boycott the set list. Oh, guys, please don't do this tonight.
Oh, it's a fun one.
Look, well, you're getting it now. What the? People are hitting you with all of
your crazy.
Yes, AJ White. Look, AJ understands heavy mayo, you goofy bastard.
See, heavy likes it.
The live version on Alive is amazing.
It's exhausting.
Oh, it's amazing.
The solo is exhausting.
Oh,
I love
man.
Every minute.
Now, I got news for you. As we've been sitting here, I've been thinking to myself, when I get done tonight, I'm going to go and listen to The Elder, and I'm going to now listen to Let Me Go Rock and Roll 5 times.
Blasted.
Because I cannot believe that this is happening right now. Okay, listen. No. We still got a little bit of time to hang out, and I'm going to bring up a couple of it says, well, Joey, you had a good run. See you on the flip side. Don't forget, take some time. Even if you don't have time to write us out 10 songs that you could live without as far as Kiss goes, send them to podcastrockcity1, that's the number one, @gmail.com. The comments are coming in. If you're listening to this show and you're driving down the road, you know, that's great. We love that you do that. Thank you very much. If you get a chance when you're sitting at home, go to YouTube, go to the Podcast Rock City page and check out what the video looks like. Take a look at it. Watch the video, see how much fun we all have on here. And you guys out there that are watching live right now, it would be cool if you could go to your favorite Facebook page or whatever and share the show so more people can see what we're doing and how much fun we have every week. Now, next week, I don't know how many of you guys are going to be able to make it next week, but next week we're going to do top 10 songs we can't live without.
Oh.
So top 10 Kiss songs that have to be. And this might not be as easy as you'd think. Well, it'll be easy for us, but I'm wondering how many times Sonny or, you know, goes, no way. So that'll be top 10 songs you cannot live without, Kiss songs, that is. And still no solo albums. That's important. No solo albums. And yeah. So all right, this has been a lot of fun. We still have a few more minutes. Let's go ahead and bring up a couple of things. On the 20-minute Kiss fix that I did on Friday, I did hopes and dreams for End of the Road, and I'll tell you guys some things that I heard. Okay, Joey heard one of these because he was with me when I heard it. Somebody brought up that Grand Funk Railroad had a show scheduled for New York or New Jersey. New Jersey on one of the nights that Kiss is playing. And for those of you that don't know, I can on the second, Bruce Kulick plays in that band and the show canceled or disappeared. I have not checked to see if it's come back on, but that we were told that it has disappeared. So one of the hopes was maybe, just maybe, Bruce is going to get on stage, or maybe he's got to put a band together to open that show, which would be spectacular.
That would be outstanding. Yep.
That would be outstanding. The other thing is that for the 1st and the 2nd of December, there's no sound check. There's no meet and greets. There's no backstage. There's no nothing. And somebody has suggested that they are thinking that Kiss is going to use a different stage for those two final shows, and that they're hoping that it's the Alive 2 stage. Sonny, what do you think of that?
I think that's great. Wonderful. I hope so. That sounds all great. So I'll be working.
Kiss is building. You think Kiss is building a multi-million dollar stage for two nights?
No.
Would that really cost multi-millions of dollars? You don't think that it's just sitting somewhere?
They're not going to have the video, official video of the last Kiss show have just that. There's no way.
You don't think so, huh?
No.
They got to make sure it's safe. I mean, there's all kinds of things.
Well, that's true, too. Well, so all I'm really hoping for is extra long set with songs that aren't played. I don't want them to do an hour and a half. It's the last show. You know, 2 hours with songs that we didn't get a chance to really hear or hear at all on the... I understand that it's wishful thinking. I do. But I think that if they come out and they play the same set list we've been listening to for almost 4 years, it's just going to be a disappointment. It will
4
be.
Years. Where have you been? It's been 20.
Well, okay, but I'm talking, all right, I get that. But I'm talking about for the final tour. The last 4 years we've been hearing this set list, and of course it's been the same set list for longer, but I think that if they come out and they don't throw in song, they could put songs that Gene sings in there to save Paul's voice or whatever, if that's what they're worried about. But I think that if they use the same set list, it'll be disappointing to a lot of people. You guys agree?
It'll be disappointing, but I don't think you can change it now. There's going to be DVDs. Like, there's so much wrapped into this thing. You got to do what you were doing.
Yeah, and the whole show is already planned with the video and the sound. You know, I think
something special songs will happen. I can't imagine this last show is going to just be cookie cutter. They have to do something, whether it's Bruce, Ace, Peter, something's got to happen to give the fans that little feel of excitement and closure. I don't know what it is. They have to do something different.
You just had that article did we talk about that article?
I was just going to bring that up. So the article said came out.
Ace and Peter didn't want that declined.
To play on any of the final shows.
Yeah, he made it like they declined. Like they, Gene and Paul asked, but they declined.
Gene in the article, I believe, said he asked a couple of times. You know, but if it was, hey, come on out, it'll be on your dollar, then of course they're going to decline.
That's probably
what
it was.
But should they?
Right. It should be
paid. I don't know if they should. I'm coming to the side of there's something about if I'm A, shouldn't I want to close it out right? Like, if it's going to be over, let me be there at the end. Okay, they're not going to pay me their a-holes, whatever.
I know.
Yeah, but listen, at a certain point, Sonny, I agree. But I agree. I even told Ace this. You should just go and be the bigger man and say, screw everyone. But he's right. I mean, they're going to make a fortune off the streaming of this last, whatever they make, some kind of box set out of it, whatever it's going to be. He should have some kind of a little tiny piece of it. Tiny, tiny piece, whatever it is. If they're going to make $100 million on this at the end of the day, Ace can't make a little bit of money on it. And for Kiss to say just flat out no and not give the fans what they want is also greedy, I think. It's a slap in our face.
Yeah. Okay. So don't forget, tune in next week where we are going to give you the top 10 Kiss songs that we cannot live without. Today, we gave you the ones that we could live without. Next week, ones we can't live without. This was a lot of fun, man. I was shocked by a few and not surprised by the others. Sonny, you got anything to add?
No, thanks for listening, and thanks for all the people who came up, say hi, and hung out with us last night at the quarantine show.
Absolutely. Joey?
I'll give it away now. My number one song I can't live without, Anything for My Baby.
Hey, Sonny.
I second that emotion.
Nice one. Hey, before we get to Lee, Sonny, your other show with that goofy guy from the South, what's the topic for this week?
The topic we just released. Oh, we did Thanking the Greats with Bob Rock.
Wow, that's awesome. Where can they get that? iTunes?
Yeah, best place is iTunes or the website. Either way, we're on Spotify too. We're on Pantheon Podcast now, so we're literally everywhere.
Cool. Joey, what's your top five?
I haven't filmed it yet for this week, so I can't give it away. I know what I have planned, but that could change a million times. The show we have planned is top five Michael Jackson songs, but that could change 15 times before then.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy. Lee, do you have anything to add? Tell everybody to go see the Raiders, the Indiana Jones movie.
Well, I'd like to give appreciation to all the memes that came out of Gene and that little yellow buggy. Just was dying. I made my own, actually. That was funny. I'm sorry. Did you see the video of him?
Driving that little thing. Joey, have you seen the memes that have come out?
I haven't seen the memes, but I've seen the video.
People are putting them in everywhere now.
There's a whole bunch of them, and
I put them at the Quick Stop.
You put them at nice. That's a good one. There's one where he's jumping a ravine with the Dukes of Hazzard car.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. He's
coming out of the Meatloaf album. They have coming out of the flame. This funny.
Yeah, and you know what? He posted them all on his site, going, "These are great. Keep them coming." This is, you know. Who knew that, he's really agile with that thing, too. He's driving through doorways and everything. I was like cracking up. Anyway, you know what I'm going to say. We love podcasts and we love Kiss podcasts. And you're going to hear the commercials. What'd you say, Joey?
Some of them.
Okay. And you're going to hear the commercials for all the ones that we like right after this in 3, 2, 1,
peace.
Thank you, and goodbye.
What's up, everybody? Joe here from Podcast Rock City. Have you heard of the Click Tees shop yet? These t-shirts reach into the deepest nostalgia of the hottest band in the world with designs like the Demon's first stage shirt, the Rock Skull, the Spaceman's very first stage shirt, Eagle Wings, the Catman's Cadillac Michigan jacket, the Black Cat, the Phantom of the Park Talisman, and a wide array of Eric Carr tees. With over 30 killer designs, these t-shirts dive so deep, they're like opening a private vault of rare, classic material. Click Tees is not exactly all tees. They also have products like mugs, hats, necklaces, pillows, socks, stickers, and guitar picks. Podcast Rock City is happy to announce that we have partnered with Click Tee Shop, and we are now selling our merchandise there too. Buy some merchandise and let everyone know you're a fan of our show. Go to clickteeshop.com, that's click with a K, to check out all the great stuff to choose from.
You wanted the best, you got the best. And if you want the hottest show on Monco Radio, join us in the Kiss Room. The Kiss Room is a monthly radio broadcast celebrating the hottest band in the world. Kiss! It's your place for all things Kiss and some... For broadcast dates and all information, go to thekissroom.com. The Kiss Room broadcasts live and worldwide on Monco Radio, where music and minds meet.
Hey, this is Stephen Michael.
And Sonny Hollywood Pooney, and we are from the Growing Up Rock Podcast.
Come check out the Growing Up Rock Podcast, where each and every week we talk to rock stars past and present and come up with some fun themes all to the beat of some killer hard rock and metal music.
Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and you can also check out our episodes, concert reviews, and album reviews at growinguprock.com.
That's growinguprock.com. GROWINUPROCK.com.
Growing Up Rock.
Turn it up.
Hey everybody, this is Jody Havnot. I want to invite you to come hang out with me and Mr. Nate Dimmel in the Dummy Room. The Dummy Room is a podcast that's all about having fun, talking about some great music, and we also have some really cool guests too. Check us out, man. I think you really dig it.
No gratitude need be voiced. Your mind speaks to us.